I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 6th. A small fire at the Twin Rivers Technologies plant at the Quincy Shipyard yesterday was caused by some leaking coconut oil. Officials say an equipment breakdown caused the oil to leak and catch fire yesterday morning. Quincy firefighters quickly doused the blaze and no one was hurt. Discover Quincy says it will use a $10,000 state grant to develop an ad campaign that will target the African American and Latino communities. The tourism grant will be used to create radio commercials, website banners, video, and social media advertising campaigns. Ward 3, Precinct 3 in Quincy will be returning to the 1st Norfolk District. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says the most recent round of redistricting based on the 2020 federal census returns Ward 3, Precinct 3 to State Representative Bruce Ayers' district. That area that includes part of the Montclair section of North Quincy had been in the 13th Suffolk district, represented by former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and then State Representative Dan Hunt for the past 10 years. It was the only Quincy precinct that was represented by a non-Quincy representative on Beacon Hill. A reminder about the overnight lane closures on the Southeast Expressway due to the East Milton Square Bridge Deck Repair Project. The state says there will be lane closures in both directions from 9 p.m. through 5 a.m. through the month of April. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Wednesday, April 6th.